Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCW Sitka. And in the studio with us this morning, virtually, we have Leah Mason and Crystal Duncan. Good morning, Leah and Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here to talk about the Sitka Decolonization Group and some of the work that you've been doing over the past few months, and specifically one project that's coming up. But let's start with just quick intros. Leah, how did you get involved in this group and what has your role been?
So I was informed about the group through Facebook Messenger. A friend said, hey, are you coming to this thing? And I said, what thing? And I wasn't actually able to come to that thing, which it turns out was a fairly pivotal moment in Sitka's social justice history. It was the George Floyd vigil. I spent a lot of time in my living room due to COVID, but I did make it out to a meeting around the, literally around the statue of Baranoff in front of Centennial Hall. And from that point, I've just been, you know, doing what I can in whatever capacity, mostly working the Zoom magic.
Maybe we can hear. Leah, I can't hear you, but it looks like you're still able, it looks like other folks can hear you. So I guess keep going.
So I've mostly been there in a support role for technical stuff. I've got a background in advocacy and a real interest in justice. So that's what I do.
And then because can you
All right, I'm not I can't hear you, Leah. So I know that was a beautiful introduction. I'm going to replug something in, but in the meantime, I'm going to share a little bit really quick. So I know that Leah got involved with this group, starting with not with quite the George Floyd, but with the Baranoff statue. And since then, you've been the Zoom magician and also been a support player. And Crystal, let's see if we can hear you over air.
Can you hear me, Meredith?
Uh-oh, I can't hear Crystal either.
We are having some audio problems this morning.
Okay. We're just going to take a second here and reset a couple things. Crystal is here in the studio with us. Many of you know Crystal. She has been involved with this group for quite a while as well. And they are here to talk to us today. Okay, Crystal, try that again.
Okay, test. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell if anybody can hear. We are going to go to music for a second and try hopping back on Zoom in about 30 seconds. So stay with us for a minute, and we'll come back in just a minute. All right, we were just on the air with Crystal Duncan and Leah Mason talking about this decolonization group. It sounds like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but they're going to hop back on Zoom in just a moment. Here comes Crystal and Leah. So it sounds like folks could hear you just fine, so it's just me. So we're going to keep going. And we were just doing intros, so let's hop past that. And Leah, tell us about the role of this group and sort of what the trajectory has looked like so far.
So we started with a group of people who were, I think, meeting as part of a Sitka Health Summit project from several years ago about historical trauma and healing, and people had started to get together over food to share information and knowledge and try to find understanding between the communities. And so that had begun earlier in the year that COVID struck. And at that point, it was difficult to continue having those meetings in that way. So with the issues with Black Lives Matters and George Floyd, people's interest in getting together was much more firmly focused, and the desire to do something turned everybody in a different direction in terms of how we meet and what we do. So Crystal probably has a better angle on what was happening before that.
I think the focus, I think the biggest thing is that we're voluntarily run. So we came together mm-hmm. out of the goodness of our heart, and we've been meeting on a regular basis since then, and we haven't lost steam. So here we're moving into Native American Heritage Month, but also National Gratitude Month. And so we wanted to basically invite the community to join us in an effort to lift people up. So I think I'll go mm-hmm. ahead and talk about that gratitude campaign that we're working on. And I'm going to start with a Cherokee proverb that I came across a couple of years ago that was impactful to me. So I thought I would share that with you guys. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It's anger, envy, jealousy, doubt, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, forgiveness, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." So we've noticed a lot. We've been going through COVID together, and there's been visible negative emotions, so frustrations, anxiety, what have you. And so we thought, how can we kind of combat that? And we thought, you know what, we're gonna overwhelm Sitka with gratitude during National Gratitude Month. So we're here to talk about a letter to the editor campaign that the DCAL group is starting. We're going to offer 22 letters. That's how many times the Sentinel is going to publish during the month of November. But we also want to invite, because we can't cover every great act or every person worthy of being highlighted. So we want to invite folks to pick up a pen and send something over to the Sentinel. And we know that there are other ways to get information out there too. So Problem Corner will be an example. Mm-hmm. Facebook feeds, there are a number of ways to extend and show gratitude. And so we just want to start the conversation and say, this is something that's really important to us. And we know that it's also important to Sitkins. And so we wanted to extend an invitation for that.
Excellent. So Crystal, it sounds like it's Native American Heritage Month. It's Gratitude Month. Is that the official term?
Yeah, National Gratitude Month.
Excellent.
That's what I found on Google. So we'll go with it.
And so your goal for this month is to focus decolonization efforts through this group on gratitude, showing gratitude for Sitka. And it's focused on letters to the editor. We're going to talk about how you can get a letter to the editor in. But it sounds like also if you have other ways to show gratitude, if your way of showing gratitude is calling Problem Corner, making a Facebook post, there are, of course, many ways to do that. And Leah, if we do want to write a letter to the editor, tell us how we can do that.
So this is something which is much simpler than people think. We're used to seeing letters in the editor as being these big flights of eloquence, but you can actually do amazing things in 150 words. And I think it's a really important place to start a conversation about our community, because a lot of people read it. A lot of people listen to Raven Radio. And these are places where the narrative, where the discussion, where the community story can be brought into the light and have its, I guess its content refreshed and updated with new people's perspective and mm-hmm. old people's perspective, people whose perspective hasn't been included before. So one of the things I like about the idea of gratitude is that even though we've gotten into a habit of talking about being divided over the past couple of years, a community works because of the things that we share and the commonalities. And for the most part, we share a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise this community wouldn't work. And we in this community are very proud of our sense of community. And I think we've demonstrated how much we care about each other during the last 18 months. I've been very proud to be a part of this community during that time. And there is so much that we've done that others have not because we care about each other. Mm-hmm. And so gratitude can be, you know, expressed in, it can be in 50 words. It could be 500. It can't be more than 500 because they just don't have space for that stuff. So speak from your heart. You don't have to be George Bernard Shaw or Abraham Lincoln to say something powerful mm-hmm. and meaningful. If it's meaningful to you and you think that it would make, would lift somebody up to take a leaf out of Crystal's book. You know, this month we're going to lift each other up, and that's what the decolonization group has tried to do. We aren't out to tell anybody that they're bad. We're here to tell the story of all the people who are good. And this is a great month to do that. So you just take up your writing stylus of choice. That can be a computer, that can be a pen. Mm-hmm. Computers are faster. And you just email Cindy at the Sentinel. They put that information on their website and in the paper itself. And if you see something in the paper that really lights you up, make a note of it. Hi, Cindy, dear editor, saw your article on fabulous things happening in Sitka, and I would just love to say thank you to the people who are organizing that. I am so grateful. And then put your name to it. Wonderful. And it's an amazing contribution.
Yeah, and I think related to that, so acts of gratitude, this is a way to publicly acknowledge, but we know, we're just encouraging throughout the month of November, we know that you're doing it behind the scenes and you're doing it without using your a public voice, and we encourage you to do that as well. So again, this is just a positive, uplifting way to kind of get at the hearts of our fellow community members and neighbors. And so it could focus on an individual, single act, like I said, or it could be broader to like an organization or an effort, whatever motivates you, as Leah said. And just to kind of, I know we need to wrap this up. So this started with a quote from an elder. We talked about this at one of the meetings, and it was really powerful and inspirational. And I think it gets to the heart of why we were motivated to do this. But this came from Bessie Jackson, who taught it to her children and grandchildren, who are now teaching it to their children and their grandchildren. The quote is, the tallest you're ever going to be is when you're kneeling down to help someone up. And so we want to lift someone up through this letter, this little campaign that we're doing on gratitude. We come from a great community, and we can't wait to see people joining us in this effort to just, again, extend gratitude. So Ganachish for allowing us to come in. So saddened that we had technical difficulties. It is Native American Heritage Month, and I wanted to introduce myself in Tlingit, but I know for time we're basically at the end of it. So wishing everybody a great Native American Heritage Month, National Gratitude Month, whatever you celebrate, we are there to celebrate alongside you. And then Leah can kind of wrap us up by just talking about decolonization group. If you wanted to get involved, we are open arms and inviting you to the table. So thank you, Meredith. I think Leah will go ahead and close out.
Okay, so if you are interested in learning more about decolonization and getting involved with the many, many, many projects, we're not all about vigils. We have all sorts of fabulous, positive community building things that we're doing. Then you can contact us at Sitka, S-I-T-K-A, decolonization@gmail.com. And that is the best way to start getting into the information flow. You will start to receive an email at least once a month telling you about all the great stuff that's going on and an invitation to join us in discussing a lot of the issues. It's about starting to take the journey. You don't have to be an intellectual giant in critical race theory to start lifting up your fellow community members.
Yeah, not only that, people come and go at their pleasure. So they get involved in efforts that are meaningful to them. And they also have personal lives that keep them really busy. So this no expectations. You can just come and experience it and join us for a meeting or two.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. And just want to highlight the ways to get involved again. If you want to get involved in the decolonization group as a whole, you can email sitkadecolonization@gmail.com. And if you would like to write a letter to the editor, and again, as Leah said, it doesn't have to be a work of art. You don't have to be George Bernard Shaw. It can be 50 words of gratitude. And you can do that by writing and then emailing Cindy at, can you repeat that full email address, Leah?
I have to go find one of my many.
It's C-Y-N-D-I at sitkasentinel.com.
Okay, excellent. And I'm sure if you forget that, we can help you get set up, or Leah and Crystal could help you get set up and make sure that that goes to the right place. Thank you so much for joining us. We've had Leah Mason and Crystal Duncan from the Sitka Decolonization Group in this morning. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but they powered through and we're grateful for that. Really grateful to hear from all of you. And happy Native American Heritage Month and National Gratitude Month. And hope you both have a wonderful rest of your Monday.
Thank you, Meredith. Ganashish.
Thanks. Thank you.